This is the reading for December 1st, Micah chapter 6. Now hear what the Lord says. Get up, plead your case in front of the mountains. Let the hills hear your story. Mountains, listen to the Lord's legal case. Foundations of the earth, listen. The Lord has a legal case against his people, and he will accuse Israel. He says, "My people, what did I do to you? How did I make you tired of me? Tell me. I brought you from the land of Egypt and freed you from slavery. I sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to you. My people, remember the evil plans of Balak, king of Moab, and what Balaam, son of Beor, told Balak. Remember what happened from Acacia to Gilgal, so that you will know the Lord does what is right. You say, 'What can I bring with me when I come before the Lord, when I bow before God on high? Should I come before him with burnt offerings, with year-old calves? Will the Lord be pleased with 1,000 male sheep? Will he be pleased with 10,000 rivers of oil? Should I give my first child for the evil I have done? Should I give my very own child for my sin? The Lord has told you, human, what is good. He has told you what he wants from you, to do what is right to other people, love being kind to others, and live humbly, obeying your God. The voice of the Lord calls to the city, and the wise person honors him. So pay attention to the rod of punishment. Pay attention to the one who threatens to punish. Are there still in the wicked house wicked treasures and the cursed false measure? Can I forgive people who cheat others with wrong weights and scales? The rich people of the city do cruel things. Its people tell lies. They do not tell the truth. As for me, I will make you sick. I will attack you, ruining you because of your sins. You will eat, but you won't become full. You will still be hungry and empty. You will store up, but save nothing. And what you store up, the sword will destroy. You will plant, but you won't harvest. You will step on your olives, but you won't get any oil from them. You will crush the grapes, but you will not drink the new wine. This is because you obey the laws of King Omri and do all the things that Ahab's family does. You follow their advice. So I will let you be destroyed. The people in your city will be laughed at, and other nations will make fun of you."
Chapter 3.
Dear friends, this is the second letter I'm writing to you. In both letters, I'm trying to refresh your memory. I want you to remember the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and what the Lord and Savior commanded you through your apostles. First, you must understand this. In the last days, people who follow their own desires will appear. These disrespectful people will ridicule God's promise by saying, "What's happened to his promise to return? Ever since our ancestors died, everything continues as it did from the beginning of the world." They are deliberately ignoring one fact. Because of God's word, heaven and earth existed a long time ago. The earth appeared out of water and was kept alive by water. Water also flooded and destroyed that world. By God's word, the present heaven and earth are designated to be burned. They are being kept until the day ungodly people will be judged and destroyed. Dear friends, don't ignore this fact. One day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord isn't slow to do what he promised, as some people think. Rather, he is patient for your sake. He doesn't want to destroy anyone, but wants all people to have an opportunity to turn to him and change the way they think and act. The day of the Lord will come like a thief. On that day, heaven will pass away with a roaring sound. Everything that makes up the universe will burn and be destroyed. The earth and everything that people have done on it will be exposed. All these things will be destroyed in this way. So think of the kind of holy and godly lives you must live as you look forward to the day of God and eagerly wait for it to come. When that day comes, heaven will be on fire and will be destroyed. Everything that makes up the universe will burn and melt. But we look forward to what God has promised, a new heaven and a new earth, a place where everything that has God's approval lives. Therefore, dear friends, with this to look forward to, make every effort to have him find you at peace, without spiritual stains or blemishes. Think of our Lord's patience as an opportunity for us to be saved. This is what our dear brother Paul wrote to you about, using the wisdom God gave him. He talks about this subject in all his letters. Some things in his letters are hard to understand. Ignorant people and people who aren't sure of what they believe distort what Paul says in his letters the same way they distort the rest of the scriptures. These people will be destroyed. Dear friends, you already know these things, so be on your guard not to be carried away by the deception of people who have no principles. Then you won't fall from your firm position, but grow in the goodwill and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory belongs to Him now and for that eternal day. Amen.